all of your guides indeed are united. We are aware of their presence through their lights, and we are warmed both through the love that is shared among us and the love that is offered to each of you. You provide us with great strength through your prayers. Seldom do you realize the effect that you have individually as well as collectively on our existence. The relationship which is felt is a mutual one. We help to illuminate your lives by focusing God's light upon your souls. But we in turn are illuminated as you reflect God's light. Together there is great strength and the potential for great peace. There are those within your group who feel the need for direction and an inner stability, a calmness with which they can center and establish their lives. This peace, which all of you seek at various times in your life, is so simple in principle, and yet can be so difficult in practice. It is simple, and yet it demands great courage. We use the term courage and not just faith, for we want you to understand that courage is an active involvement. So often, faith is a passive acceptance. Each of you must be actively involved in seeking peace within. Life around you too often pulls you away from peace, too often draws you apart from experiences which are reinforcing, sustaining, and supporting. There is much pressure in life to achieve, pressure to respond to the goals of others as well as to your own. The pressure of impatience, in other words. When you have great concern over another, it is very difficult to just accept peace within. For the concerns that you feel are most natural because you care. Caring is loving, and if you care, then you may experience concern, worry. How then can you focus your energy to achieve peace when you are filled with worry? There is much that each of you can do to achieve and maintain the inner peace that is so essential for the doing of God's work, for serving as God's hands. It is not enough merely to ask God to make someone whole. You have within you a great force which is activated by the development of perceptions of wholeness. When you face times of great trial, imagine in the greatest intensity possible the complete resolution of what creates concern. Imagine a total resolution. Place yourself in a position, a location in your mind, reflective of all that you perceive as being one with God's desires. If you worry about what tomorrow may bring, consider tomorrow to be enormously successful and feel the peace that you would experience from God. The ability to conceptualize results of God's presence in your life is a force far greater than many of you realize. You perceive God's presence in your life, God's presence in another's life. When others are gravely ill, surround them with strong thoughts, imaging perfect health. It is not to say that in all cases an individual will be healed as you wish, but it is a guarantee that God's healing will take place. The healing may be a spiritual healing as well as a physical one. You cannot be concerned that God will make a limited response to your needs. When you pray for a resolution. You don't pray for specifics. If you pray for a war to stop, you are really praying for mutual understanding. For if hostilities are ended and there is no mutual understanding, they will resume. Apply your energies in life, therefore, to drawing God's peace into your lives through your mental conceptions and not merely your individual requests. We say it takes courage to find inner peace. The courage comes in being willing to endure what must be endured in order to achieve the peace you seek. Peace is for the asking, of course, and it is a gift from God. But so often in life, you must be willing to walk through the field of stones in order to reach God's hand in giving. Part of what you receive through God's gift is the strength achieved through endurance. How often you ask, why must one suffer? What is the purpose of pain? You know the pain affords the opportunity for spiritual growth, but that is not why one experiences pain. God does not say, in effect, for you to grow, I want you to suffer. For God does not inflict suffering. It is the potential which accompanies the suffering which is important, not the suffering. It is what you gain through your efforts that is important. It is not the trials which prompt those efforts. You are too quick to recognize the trials and too slow to recognize the potential. To achieve peace, true peace within, you must be willing to accept what happens in your lives. Not as a willful act of God creating pain or frustration, but you must accept whatever happens in the light of its potential. Even in the darkest moments that one experiences, one is aware even more intensely of the slightest light. If you are alone at night on a mountaintop and one person lights a match, your attention is drawn to it, and you may be compelled to move toward it. The light from that match becomes very great in its importance because all around it is dark. The darkness holds with it the potential for influence of one small light. When another suffers, likewise, the suffering provides the potential for the acceptance of great love provided by another. Your friends can help most in their daughter's afflictions at this moment in her life by being supportive and loving and patient. For in her darkness, that loving environment is the match at night. The support of their love is essential to her progress. But equally so, it is true that what she endures is providing a great potential for both of them. For they are being drawn to the recognition of the necessity of a totally unselfish response to another. It is never easy to see another's suffering. It is always difficult to see one whom you love in such a state? For many people, their response is despair. And that response is transmitted to the one in need very quickly. In order to be supportive, the response must indeed be loving, must be giving, must be supportive, must be selfless. For despair is essentially a selfish reaction, a reaction which says, what can I do? I need to feel that I am doing a purposeful act. I feel inadequate. I need to do something which is adequate. There is no need, truly no need, to feel utter despair. For you can choose to be loving. That is the strength which God has provided all people. Loving another human being can be a natural response if you will just let it happen. There is nothing threatening about loving another person. There is nothing threatening about being supportive. There is nothing threatening about being prayerful. How tragic it is that many in the world withhold support and love because of defensive concerns. Be open to the needs of all people, to those in your family and to others around you. Everyone has needs. If you can be open to perceive those needs and are willing to be selfless in your support of another, you will find that in responding to those needs of others, you are becoming more peaceful yourselves. You will experience a real peace of God within you. It is important. Yes, you know that. But it requires the courage to act. It requires the courage to be totally selfless. It is not a natural reaction for all people to be selfless. That is the challenge that you face in life. For love is really a selfless attitude. It is an orientation towards others. It is a total lack of concern for yourself. Achieve peace, but seek not peace for the moment. Seek a long-lasting peace. A peace which is achieved through supporting others and a diminishing of one's self. Those of us who have completed our earthly lives have learned what it means to be selfless. You cannot in your earthly existence be totally selfless, but you can work toward that end. And your lives will then maintain the proper perspective and direction. You will be greatly relieved of inner turmoil, and you will begin to experience the overwhelming beauty and power of true peace within. We, your guides, pray for your peace. We pray for peace within the world for all people. We pray for the ability to help you focus your lives in order to fully sense that wonderful joy of peace through the recognition of your oneness with God. We bless you with God's grace, God's loving presence, and God's consuming peace. Experience it. Enjoy it, and make it your own. Amen. From a message received June 16, 1984.